Hi, it's May 21st, the day in 1980 when the saga continued. Empire Strikes Back, Episode 5 in the Star Wars series, but the second released, hit the cinemas on this day in 1980. It was the episode that revealed this shock twist.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father.
In 1987, John Farnham's hit album Whispering Jack was released on CD. The biggest selling Australian album of all time featured the number one hit You're the Voice and was the first locally produced album to be released on CD. To the birthdays, and speaking of Aussie music, Joe Camilleri is 71. Known as Jojo Zepp in the 70s, he went on to lead the Black Sorrows into the charts in the 80s and 90s. Leo Sayer is also 71. He released 8 top 20 singles between 1974 and 1982. He became an Australian citizen in 2009. Mr. T is 67 today. He was the professional bodyguard of celebrities like Muhammad Ali, Steve McQueen and Diana Ross before starring as Clubber Lang in Rocky III, and then there was the A-Team.
But I pity the fool, and I will destroy any man who tries to take what I got.
And the man, Anthony Mundine, is 44.
I don't care what people think. I don't care what people say. It's water off a duck's back to me. I know who I am.
Finally, the 22nd Prime Minister, Malcolm Fraser, was also born on this day. The founder of the charity organisation CARE died aged 84 in 2015.
In an often troubled and dangerous world, here we are at the gateway of a new decade, much better placed than many overseas countries.
Remembering Malcolm Fraser on May 21st.